So you want to wrap up? We come to the right place. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Brenton Toverins and this is episode 5. Today we're going to be talking about the top 3 tips for improving rap speed. So as a rapper, being able to rap fast is one of the skills that can be utilized and can be done in live performances in recording. So when it's done right, sounds really good, and for rappers it's something that can really elevate your game and really take your rapping to the next level. So we're going to talk about some tips that you can do to improve it and to really get it to that, you know, that skillful level of being able to do it. So the first tip when it comes to improving rap speed is to make sure that when you're going to rap fast, that you pick the right beat and you pick the right tempo. So, you know, you want to make sure that the beats you're picking, you know, they're suited to raps. Like if you're gonna be rapping fast, you want to make sure that the beat is suited to that. So, you know, it goes with it. Because if you're rapping with a beat that kind of doesn't really feel like has that same feel or vibe for like fast rapping, you know, that's not really gonna go together. So make sure you pick the right beat, and you know, and like, you know, like an example that could be like a high energy sort of beat, you know, can be like beats that, you know, get people pumped up and you know, really sort of like like hectic and like fast paced beats. So, you know, just make sure you pick the right beat. And when you're picking the right beat as well, you want to make sure that you pick the right tempo. So if you try and rap fast on a beat that has the incorrect tempo, or a tempo that doesn't, that's too slow or too fast, it's not going to work. It's going to be it's just going to throw you off, and it's going to make it really hard, and you'll struggle if you're not rapping on a beat with the right tempo. So make sure that when you are picking a beat, that the tempo is like, you know, just right for what you're trying to do. So an example of this is like when you're picking a beat, make sure the BPM, the beats per minute, is like on a suitable level. So like if in hip-hop, you know, on the faster spectrum of beats, like, you know, 100 to 120 BPM, that's generally suited for faster rapping. You know, like you'd want to stick around there. Like if you go higher than that, you know, it'd be too fast. So like that's a good starting point. And like for slower beats as well, like on slower beats, you don't always have to do sustained periods of rapping. So like you can rap fast in intervals, like on a slower beat, you know, you can just rap normally, you know, you're flowing, and then you can kind of put a burst in, you know, spit some fast raps, and then just resume back to normal. You're flowing, and then, you know, you spit a burst of speed, and you're back. So, you know, you can kind of switch and go. So it's just really what you want to do on that beat. But like doing it in bursts on a slower beat, that would be more suitable. And that would work out better. And yeah, on faster beats as well, you know, you can do more sustained periods of time. And that, you know, you can kind of be more consistent, and you can do it in longer durations. So like those are two examples of like the different sort of approaches that you can take when you're rapping faster. Like when you're rapping fast on faster beats and rapping, you know, faster on slower beats. So yeah, just make sure you pick the right tempo and make sure you pick the right beat. The second tip that we'll talk about is that when you're using faster raps, you want to make sure that you're rapping fast at the right time and you're rapping fast in the right way. So, you know, rapping fast sometimes can generally not be a good thing, you know, like if you're not using it in the correct way, like, you know, it's not going to sound good. It's not going to make you sound good on a track, and you know, it can kind of like sometimes the rapping fast can actually ruin a song. So, you know, that's something you want to try and avoid. You want to make sure, like, you want to ask yourself, would rapping fast in this song make it better? Would rapping fast in a song make it appealing? Like, would it? Is this something that I really want to add to this song? So, you know, it's just really, it's up to you when you decide. Like, you know, just, you know, creatively. Like, is this, like, you know, asking yourself, is this something that I really want to add to it? And because, you know, you want to make sure that when you're rapping, it sounds good, it sounds dope. You want to make sure you're doing everything you can to sound good. And some rappers, like, you know, they will, like, for whatever reason, you know, they want to show off their skills, or they want to make it look like they're really good or whatever. But, you know, it doesn't come out that way. And again, if you're not rapping fast in the right way, it can ruin the song. So yeah. And like, yeah, and rapping in the right way as well. Like, when you're rapping fast, it's exactly like similar. You know, you want to make sure that you're doing it at the right times. You want to make sure that it's added in the right places in the song. You want to make sure that, you know, it fits, and that it just goes with the song. It goes with what you're trying to do. You know, it's in the right place, and like it belongs there. Because that's when you're making a song, when you're rapping, you know, that's you're trying to make your lyrics and you're trying to make your raps like fit with the beat. You know, have that connection. And like, you know, making sure that everything goes together how it's meant to be. So, you know, using speed in the right way and at the right time, that's very important when you're rapping and when you're making music. So yeah. The third and the last tip for this is that, you know, making sure that when you're rapping your lyrics fast, that they sound clear and people can actually understand what you're saying. So, you know, that's one of the drawbacks of rapping faster. If it's not done in the right way, you know, people aren't going to understand what you're saying. People won't be able to get it. And, you know, like, it can kind of, if you're rapping too fast, you know, it can kind of sound like a bit like gibberish, like, you know, uncomprehensible, just really like it can, that's what I was saying before about it can ruin the song. Because if people can't understand what you're saying, they're not going to be able to feel your lyrics, they're not going to be able to get the vibe, and you can just really ruin it. So, you know, you want to make sure that when you're rapping fast, that people can, it's clear and people can hear the words that you're saying. So, and that can go with the right, back to the first tip with the right tempo. Because you know, if you're rapping on a beat that has too fast of a tempo, like, the lyrics won't come out clearly, and people won't be able to understand. So that's what happens when you rap on a beat that doesn't have the right tempo. So, and you know, that can be a positive of rapping on slower beats, because when you're doing it, people can actually understand and people can actually get what you're saying. So making sure that, like, that's, if when you're rapping fast, that's like a priority, making sure that people can actually understand what you're saying. Because if they can't understand, it can be off-putting. They won't get what you're saying, and it can ruin it. So make sure that your lyrics and your raps are clear when you're rapping fast. All right. Well, that's the end of today's podcast. Thank you for listening. Hope you got some good tips out of this. And, you know, like, you can implement them and, you know, work on your fast raps, you know, straight away. Put it into practice straight away and improve. Because that's all it is. You know, you just take these tips, practice them, and just, you know, keep at it, and you will improve. So that's all it is. You know, just gotta be consistent, just gotta just practice it, take the action, and you will improve. So yeah, thanks for listening again. I'm having a birthday sale for my rap course for this month only, October. You can get it for $97. It's usually $297, so you get a massive, massive discount on that. You got to be quick though. It's only this month, and you know, like, you get all of the important skills and knowledge, and all of the tips and practical exercises that you can use to, like, if you're just beginning to you know, learn how to rap. And if you already got experience, you know, you can take your rapping to the next level. So yeah, it's a great course. $97 only this month only. You got to be quick. And yeah, like it's like a great course. You know, you get audios, you get rap guides, you get videos that explain the guides in detail. You know, you get I'll give you my own experience and my own knowledge when explaining that. So yeah, be quick. This month only, birthday sale. It's freaking sick. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you for listening. This is episode 5. So you want to wrap up. And yeah, we'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.